that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ha! I take my shirt off. Ha! Work all day. Hustle and pray. Got nowhere to go. Got to catch my sugar. My plantain sugar. My plantain sugar. My plantain sugar. Plantain, plantain. Plantain, plantain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shirtless Plantain Show. It is I, your host, Tosin, aka Scams. Don't call me that. This is the Manchester United edition. We just finished watching Man United versus Liverpool, and my co-host, my guest, my brother, Tommy, is here with us. What's going on, my guy? How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, we got a Kobe Mino goal, so we'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to explain this situation. I don't even know how to address the elephant in the room, but United played, they drew 2-2, and take it away. Tell me your thoughts. That's the one thing I know. Tell me your thoughts, what you saw today.
We didn't play well. For the first half, absolutely did not play well. But one thing I'll say is the players, at least, like a good majority of them, they've shown like they won't give up. Like they've shown there's a fight in this team.
For sure. Like,
there's some sort of fight because I don't know how to describe it, but we show fight until like we just get one little thing goes against us. All of a sudden we just drop. So we're one of those things where we have to be on the front foot. Like we have to be the people that strike first or else it's going to collapse. But we did well bouncing back in the second half. And I do like that. Again, it was a mistake that got us back in, but we'll take it. And then as soon as Bruno scored that goal, you saw that we're like that. We're winning the 50-50 balls. We're actually making passages of play happen. So there's something in this team that we can make something out of, but I don't know. And for the second – for like the third straight game, it's another bozo defensive mistake, and I don't get it.
Yeah, man. I mean – you know, for me, I was at the bar watching this game. I rarely go out in public to watch Man United games, especially because, I need to control myself, my anger and my frustrations. But it was cool to watch it with a bunch of United fans at a United bar. And, you know, you could tell that the fans love this team. You could tell the fans want us to do well. But it's just, I don't want to be mean because I know playing professional football is hard. But there's a lot of very limited players in this team, and we have to call a spade a spade. If Manchester United wants to be the great team that it once was, that has to be a call of a lot of these players, players who aren't fit, players who just generally just can't play. Like Aaron Wan-Bissaka, he shows he's an example. He shows that he wants to play, but he's very limited, and that affects players. So, for example, I know a lot of people don't like Marcus Rashford, and I don't want to use this as another example, but I'll give you an example because I can. Marcus Rashford, when he's attacking players is usually 2v1 one versus two, right? If you look at an Mbappe, if you look like a Vinny Jr. or a Rafael Leao, who, you know, Marcus Rashford's, you know, age mates, people who are in the same, you know, talent length level as him, you have a Theo Hernandez, you have a, you know, you have a left back that's supporting you, right? So it makes it harder for the defender to come and isolate you. So usually you're one-on-one. Sometimes they are, you know, one versus two, but for the most part, Marcus Rashford is going one versus two. And it doesn't help that, like, you know, he's injured right now and hope he gets better. But that's another example. You know, it's like you got players like Wan-Bissaka with very limited on the ball. I love Dalot, but, like, I feel like if you want to be that team, Dalot can't be your right back. It just is what it is. Bruno Fernandes, cheeky goal, but I just don't think Bruno's at that level if we want to be at that next level. Casemiro, his body is just, it just gave up on him, man. Like, it just is what it is. Garnacho has been, listen, the kid is good. The kid is quality. But last but not least, I have to give a big shout out to Willy Kambwala, man. He impressed me at 19 years old coming in against Liverpool. That tackle he did in the first half where he kind of messed up a little bit and he ran and recovered and slide tackled and like
against Darwin. I remember.
And then he pumped up the crowd. I was like, yeah. This kid's got it. But again, Carrington does it again. I didn't even mention Kobe Mino. I mean, he didn't play too hot, but his goal again. The kid is special. We've seen enough of Kobe to know that the kid's got the goods, man. He just is what he is. He's just a talented player. And quite frankly, there's nothing you can do about that. It just is what it is. So overall, though, man, like, what do you think about the subs? I think the Erik ten Hag subs were not good, but what do you think about that?
They were so stupid. I don't get it. Him taking off Garnacho for Amrabat was confusing. If we're going to – if Amrabat's going to come on, it has to be for Casemiro. Casemiro can't play out that whole game. Second of all, if you know – I think when he started making subs, we were up because Antony came in for Rashford, like, right before we scored. That's when he got hurt. But I think in that situation, Amad has to come on. Against Liverpool last game, he showed you he's good in the press. He's good pressuring. He's good when he has the ball. He can create. He can run behind. He can do all that stuff. So I think he has to come on. And Mount has to start coming on way earlier. So I don't know if that's going to be for Bruno or Casemiro, but it cannot be for Kobe when Casemiro is playing the way he is. So Mount has to come on way earlier. Antony can't keep getting – like, I don't – Antony didn't play – like, he didn't do anything out of what he normally does, which is nothing. So, I can't really – I'm not – like, I'm sick of talking about him at this point.
I get it, man. It's frustrating because it's just like, you know, Kassane, there's a talent dearth in the club, right? You can tell, like, you know, when you look at Arsenal, and I'm going to use them as an example, Arsenal had a big rebuild and they got rid of players. And, like, the thing about someone like Varane and Casemiro, legends of the game. I don't care what you say, Varane and Casemiro have careers that most would be jealous of. Yeah. But they were in their twilight. There's a reason why Real Madrid wanted to get rid of them. You don't buy players like that. And I think that part of the reason I want Erik ten Hag to go, not just because, like, I don't think he's a good enough manager at this level anymore. I just think that his decision-making is just not that good. Subs-wise, like, players-wise, I don't know, man. Like, buying Casemiro and Varane is just such a red eye to me. It's like a black eye to me. It's such a sore because it's just like, you could see that Casemiro was not, you know, you could tell that he was getting towards the end, especially if you watch enough Real Madrid. Yeah. And he's coming to United, you could tell now that his body is just not, he can't do it no more, man. And Casemiro does this one thing where, like, he would like to chip the ball over. You know what exactly I'm talking about. Like, the first time he's banging instead of taking a touch. Mm-hmm. It's just things like that. It's like, yo, you literally let the team, you make the team go out of shape. And it's just frustrating. But you could tell that, like, these boys are genuinely trying, but they're just, it's not it.
And also, Casemiro, he did, like, what that play, he did it, like, two or three times, but in our own half. Maguire, Kambwala will win the ball back. They'll play to Dalot or Wan-Bissaka. And then you can tell it's a pattern of play they've been instructed to. Center back to fullback, fullback to center mid tries to find a winger outlet or play back, and then that person sprays it out wide. You can tell that's the pattern that's been worked on. But as soon as the fullback gets that pass to Casemiro, he doesn't look up. He just boots it directly to opposition player. And he did it four or five times at the edge of the box. And I'm like, you cannot keep doing this. If that's the pass you're going to make, it has to go, or at least get it out of our own half. Like, if you're gonna boot the ball like that, at least get it out of our own half. You shouldn't be doing that, but God, you cannot be passing straight on the ground to McAllister, Szoboszlai, or all those people, and then have them run at the defender. And you, like, barely jogging back. So, again, legends of the game, like, five Champions League, a World Cup between him and Varane, but they can't be the main options for that for their preferred positions. They just can't be. And Varane is still good. Don't get me wrong. I would take Varane as a backup at this because I don't think he can start anymore, especially with his injury issue. But they cannot be the main starters. And that goes back to Ten Hag because I'm with you. I think his decision-making, for me, is especially when it comes to – not player, like, I would say subs and player choice, because there's no way Garnacho should be starting 30 plus games.
Yeah, no, shouldn't be. One of the things, let's talk about Liverpool real quick. Liverpool are a decent side, man. They're actually, like, they got some players in there. Like, Conor Bradley has stepped up. Kwanzaa, I know he messed up, but he stepped up. I think Liverpool, you know, they got the goods, man. I don't know how the title race is going to go. I generally don't care anymore because it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. You got City who could win. You got Arsenal. You got Liverpool. As a United fan, you're just looking, you're just like, yo, we used to be good. We used to be good, but hey, man, I don't know what else to say about this club because it's just like, fair play to Liverpool, man. I like Darwin Nunez, by the way. I think that, you say what?
I can't. You know? People try to frame him as this guy, like he's an all-action forward that makes everything happen with his chaos and gravity. And I get it, but he's just seeing him once he gets in the box, 2 out of 10 times who make the correct decision, but who make the absolute worst one. He's like Trump on the field. There'll be 5 correct decisions who pick the worst one, and you're like, why did you do that? Like, what was the thought process? And I cannot support that guy.
You know who impressed me today, and he has been lately, Andre Onana.
Hands off. After that Champions League campaign, I was through. I didn't want De Gea back because we saw what that was. Mm-hmm. But I was of the mindset that like, this is our Claudio Bravo moment. You know, we're gonna have to buy another one, another goalkeeper. But no. And someone else recently said something to me like a couple weeks ago. With the amount of shots we face, it's like some goals are bound to go in.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get on him too much because we faced 14 shots in the first half. After a while, as a goalie, you what can you do? 14 of them coming from every angle. Yeah.
There's nothing you could do. I mean, Liverpool had 28 shots today, bro. Oh my
God.
So you mean to tell me in about 3 games, Manchester United has given up nearly like 90 shots?
Yeah. We had 28 this game against Chelsea was
31.
Oh my God.
And then
people keep wanting to say, oh, it's the players have to step up. I'm sorry. You can see the specific instructions that they're being given that's allowing this to happen. There's too much space in transition. He's asking the fullbacks and wingers to cover so much ground. So not only does that hurt us in defensive transition, when we do win the ball back, our outlet is Hoyland all by himself, or we ask Garnacho and Rashford to sprint damn near 60 yards to catch up with a hospital ball. All that space hurts us in defensive transition and offensive transition, and it's so frustrating.
And it doesn't help that, like, when the players are sprinting, like, for example, I saw in the first half, Garnacho had to bust the lung. I'm like, why is he running so much? Like, bro, the kid's a baby. Like, you know, but again, I think that every time Hodge has tried, it's a thankless job being a manager, right? Because it's always like, what's next? What's next? What's next? But he hasn't helped himself. He has not put himself in a good light as a manager, he's not put himself in a good light for anything. But listen, this season for me is a complete write-off. I'm just generally excited to see what Ineos does. Like we said in the last United podcast, like, I'm excited to see what Ineos does. I'm excited to see what they, you know, what they see as far as like talent, what players need to go, what players need to stay, what manager needs to come on. Because for me right now, like I said, my top 3 choices are Julian Nagelsmann, Kieran McKenna, and Thiago Motta. Like I have
a question.
Yeah.
Because those three, honestly, I think I haven't watched enough of Thiago Motta, but I know you're a Serie A guy, so I'll take your word for it.
He's probably going to Juventus, by the way, but go ahead.
Oh, Juventus, man. Like, why? Stop. People in Italy need to stop going there. But I know you have 3 players that you like. So are there 3 positions on this team where, like, we have to get someone? And just give me, like, a quick take of who do you think we should get?
Oh, man. Center back is very important.
Yeah.
Fullback is very important.
Yeah.
And center midfield.
Literally, I think those are my top 3 also.
Those are the top 3. Yeah. We do end up needing maybe another right winger, but that can come later. And we do need a backup striker for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely need new wingers. I mean, we need fullbacks and center backs. For me, if you're talking about players that United should get, for our center backs, I mean, there's the left back at Nice, Melvin Bard.
Yeah.
also Leif Davis, who I'm, you know, shout out to my boy for always talking about him all the time. Reams, he knows exactly who he is. So shout out
he's
to
at,
him.
He's at Ipswich too, right?
Yeah, he's at Ipswich.
I've seen a couple games and I'm like, yeah, this guy is.
Leif Davis is very good. I know some people are like, oh, we played in the championship. Look, man, talent is talent. I don't care.
That's the thing. Ball is ball. Bro, Napoli pulled Kvaratskhelia from Russian league.
Georgian league.
I'm about to say because he was at Rubin Kazan, but then I think the war broke out, so he left. But yep. There is talent everywhere. Stop turning your nose up at these players because their name doesn't sell jerseys yet.
Yeah. I mean, Leif Davis is one that I like a lot. I'm trying to think of right backs. It's the hardest thing, right? It's like, you look at someone like Jeremy Frimpong. Frimpong is more of a right winger. You know who I will say? You didn't call me crazy. Kyle Walker-Peters.
At Southampton, I like him. He's good. Yeah. I wanted us to get Tino Livramento. Because yeah. I remember, like, I was like, he's a quality player. But Kyle Walker-Peters is another person from Southampton who I really like.
I'll give you another left back. Anthony Robinson. Jedi.
He's one of those players who's solid all the time. I don't think I've seen him drop like a poor performance. And I think that's for USA and Fulham. And I think with better players around him, and also his injury record is pretty good. And I think he's just at the right age where when Harry Amas, who I rate highly, is coming in, Jedi won't clash with his development. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I'll give you another right back that a lot of people don't really know about, but because I'm a Serie A head, Michael Kayode.
Yeah,
that's another one who I like a lot. I like Michael Kayode a lot. So those are like the people I'd like suggest, like, you know, for right back, Kyle Walker-Peters, Michael Kayode, maybe Vanderson from Monaco, maybe those three. And then, like I said, Leif Davis, Anthony Robinson, and what's this called? Bard from Nice. So that's like the fullbacks who I like. As far as like midfielders, I mean, honestly, I've been everybody and just built around Kobbie Mainoo. There's a lot of talented midfielders in the world. I mean, just look at Ligue 1. There's Kefren Turam. We can go on for days about the talent in Ligue 1. I'll bring back Angel Gomez if that's what you want to do. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where we have to get the right profiles in. We also need to get also adults in the room as well.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like United have the ocean to go get talented players, right? Like, I just don't like when people just constantly look at these, like, you know, they look at the same talent all over again and just like, I like Amadou Inanna, but I'm not risking my money on that. Like, when we talk about center backs, right? I like Jared Braithwaite, but I'm not spending £60 million on Jared Braithwaite, especially because we have a limited budget. Tosin's available for free. That's something that you do. You have Todibo there, you know, from Nice. There's so many other talented players you can go get. Big athletic guys, too. We can still keep Willy Kwambala, who's there as well. So just like we have the talented players there. Even if you go over to like to Argentine League or to you know, whatever, like there's talented players like Andre, for example, at Fluminense. Yeah. So there are players. My pick
for the center mid, Andre and Kevin Turam. Mm-hmm. Not to sound like a hipster, but Kevin Turam, I watched him for France and I've seen him for Nice a couple times. He's everything we cry out for. The big physical presence we want that we want from Onana, the ball playing that we say the team lacks, the physical specimen. He's perfect, and I think we need him. And same thing, Andre. Andre is very athletic, good on the ball, and can cover ground. That's what we need next to Kobe.
And I think for me, it's just like it's not names right now. I'm looking at because I can rattle off names all day. It's like a specific profile, right? Like. And I give you player examples. Like, we need a Michael Carrick, someone who's calm on the ball, who can possess and control balls, like a Pirlo. Another player that you mentioned that people don't remember how good he was. We need someone like Marquisio. I love Marquisio's game. We need more of a Marquisio type of player. Those are sort of midfield profiles you need a Marquisio. You need all energy tactical players. Like, for example, if you can give me someone like Arturo Vidal in his prime, I would be so happy. Because
100%.
Vidal was chaos, but he could also play ball. So those are the sort of players I want. And I want a winger who's direct, who can pass, who can, you know, they're all profiles that United, and not to sound like, you know, an insane person, but within two or three windows, United can fix their stuff up. I mean, I remember when people were laughing at Ben White, look how solid Ben White has been. Look how solid Gabriel has been. Look how solid Saliba has been. Look how good, what's it called, has been. Trossard has been good for them. Odegaard has been good. So it's just like, you can find these players. There's talented players throughout the world. It's just stop trying to like buy jersey sales. And I hope the Ineos, when they come in, because those guys that they get in, right? Like Jason Wilcox, he did his thing at City. You know, Dan Ashworth, he's the reason why England, one of the reasons, I'm gonna say the reason, because there's other people like Matt Kroc and other people in the back. But there's people who, like, when England are so dominant at the youth level, it's because of the things that Dan Ashworth has done. If you look at Omar Berada, who's been at City, we all know, yeah, City's got the allegation stuff, but you got people like Omar Berada, who has been part of that, you know, ascendance of City. So United getting these key people in who understand the game, understand his gems, because there's football is massive, bro. There's so many talented players you can go get. And United scouts, and I'm going to say this again for United fans, our scouts are very, very good at their job. You're seeing it with the Garnachos. You're seeing it with the Willy Kwambalas. You're seeing it with the Kobe. Kobe's the local kid, but you're seeing it with these talented kids that they scout for the academy who's making it to the first team. Imagine the players that they do want you to sign. And another player, by the way, who I really like, and I'm not sure if he's playing this well for Lyon, but I believe in his talent always, Maxime Kakare. I love Kakare.
He's been in and out of the team. Not too sure, but like I've seen some games where I'm like, okay. Because you said his name to me before, and again, I won't pretend like I know everything, but like I've seen a couple games of him here and there. Because I love Lyon simply because of Cherki.
Yeah,
he's another player where it's like he's one of those players. Cherki, I think, is a luxury player. Like if we need a 10, if we need a 10, I say we just, and he's available for cheap, go for it. But I like Kakure. That's another good shout.
He's starting today. You know, by the time this comes up, you know, go watch his highlights of the game. I generally love Maxime Kakure. Mm-hmm. I think that for me, Ligue 1 produces some of the best midfielders because that's a physical league, it's a fast league, but you also have to be very technical to get away from these players. Like, you know, you're playing against Amadou and Anas, literally, like people playing against like, your 6'4" demons, like playing against some big West African kids, you know, some big North African kids. So, you know, that's a very tough league, and I genuinely believe shopping Ligue 1 is the best. What do you think, though? Because I ranted and raved for a long time. What do you think? When you look at United, what do you think we need in the summertime?
I will say something different because I agree with the three you pick, but I'm gonna say we definitely need center mids and center back.
Yeah.
And you, like you mentioned, we need a backup striker really bad. Like we need a backup striker bad. And one with like a bit of a different profile. Cause I think it was on the Just General podcast, you guys mentioned Scamacca. Yes, Yamaka. And I think he profiles too similar a bit to Hoyland. Both young, both need time to develop, and both are like not really the best like all around players, but they have bits of their game where it's good and they come alive in the box. That's not the backup striker. We need a more of a, like if we're gonna go away from what Hoyland is, right? Where I think he's great attacking the box, great in the box. That's when we need to change the game to a striker that can drop deep, a striker that can get involved, and have Garnacho or whoever winger run behind him. So me off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone. I would like it. I still have hope for Ivan Toney or Xerxes. But
you know who I low key like, and you're gonna call me crazy, Dom Shalanke.
No, that's not. He's not a crazy shot at all. It's not a crazy shot at all. And with the way Bournemouth is like, with the way they're playing, they're real close to that relegation zone. So,
yeah, I really, really like Dom Shalanke. I think that Dom has shown, like, what made Dom a man was playing the championship. And again, another, like, my favorite leagues, honestly, are the championship and Ligue 1. Like, I love Serie A, I love La Liga, but the championship and Ligue 1, if you make it in there, you'll be good. Those are physical leagues where like you become a man real fast. And that's why I love Angel Gomez, because Angel Gomez is thriving in Ligue 1, which is, you know, he ain't nothing but 5'2", 5'3", at best. Maybe 5'4". Let's see if we can give him that. Okay, at best 5'5". Okay, let me
look. That man is 5'3" into the max. We don't need to lie. I love that guy though, man. I love him in the academy so much.
No. He's a serious player. I mean, he's just coming back slowly from his injury. I know he hurt his hamstring, so he should be back soon. They play against Aston Villa on Thursday. So if you guys want to watch Lille and watch some Ligue 1 talent, go watch Europa League. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of Jonathan David, though, but, I mean, somebody likes him, you know. So
I think there's something there. Will I take my United? If the price is cool, sure. But yeah. I like the Dom Shalanke shout, and I'm still dreaming of Xerxes. Or honestly, this is a bit different to the profile described, but homie at Feyenoord, the Mexican guy.
Oh, Santi Jimenez.
Yeah, Santi Jimenez.
Okay.
Yeah, he's another good one. And then for center mid, I don't care what, if we're going to shop at Everton, just bring back James Garner.
Yeah.
There's no way that man should not have gotten a chance. There, every time I watch Everton play, James Garner stands out. And it's not one of those. I played midfield growing up, so I watch every time I play, I pay attention to the midfield. He does the little things correct, and that's what you need sometimes. Just there's a 5-yard pass or a guy sprinting 20 yards. The 5-yard pass, so let's keep possession right now. That's the type of play he is, and that's what I like. Yeah. Or Kevin Thuram or Andre. Those are my top two in my eyes. Please, we need to bring Andre. I wanted I think Vermaelen that went to Atletico. I thought he would have been good. And how do you feel about homie at Benfica? Because I'm not moved.
I mean, shout out to the guy Mo Square. I'm gonna watch this video. I promise you, I'm gonna watch a video. He had a video about him, and like they say, he's a good player, right? I'm not gonna sit here in front like I watch all Benfica games because there's a lot of football. I'm not watching that, but. I can't get into buying midfielders for over like 50 million anymore. I'm jaded. Yeah. Number one. Number two, just like, you're tiny, bro. Like, the only tiny midfielder in the world I got love for and I want to bring back to Man United is Angel Gomez because I'm a sentimental guy. And that's just why. So it's like, I think he's a good player from what I've seen and what I've heard. It seems like a good player, but I'm not there. Not there. Do you know that guy H, right? On Twitter, the H, the Man United guy.
Yeah.
Ace of this guy, John Lucimi, who plays for Bologna, right? Comes from Colombia. Yeah. I like his profile as well. Big dude, played a gank after coming from Colombia. Now he's at Bologna. Listen, I love Serie A, man. Like, I don't know what it is. I just think that Serie A is such an underrated league when it comes to talents. I mean, there's some players there that, like, you can... Now, again, I messed up on, what's his name? Sofyan Amrabat. You know, man. I thought he was gonna be good, but no.
He lied to us. No, trust me, it's not just you. I was like, you know what? He's not gonna do anything fancy, but he's gonna shore up that midfield. Ooh.
Yeah, again, like Bologna, that's the same team that is managed by Thiago Motta. John Lucemi is another one that's there. This is the, you know, he's also managing Joshua Zirkzee. He's Orsolini is also there. So it's like they're, you know, Salamakers, you know, there's some talented players in Serie A. You know, I'm just naming players that, like, you know, have done well for Bologna this season, not players I want United. But, you know, there's so many talented players that, like, you should never turn your nose up at them, man. Like, there are so many good players. Like I said, like, Michael Kayet is another one. He's, you know, had his rough moments. He's, what, like, 19?
I'm about to say, Michael Kayet is a player I know about because he's Nigerian. I'm making my business know about all Nigerian ballers.
Yeah.
But Michael Kayet, I've heard about it. He's, like, 18, 19. And do you know where Fiorentina found him from? They found him at like a local league in Italy, not Serie B or Serie C. This was like a local, almost damn near amateur team that he was playing on, and they found him. And now look at him. Don't turn your nose up at Carrington and at the cheaper options.
He was at Serie D. He had 2 goals, 2 assists, 34 matches, and they got promoted to Serie C. He said going to Serie D was a step backwards to make 2 step forwards. And, you know, after his spell in Serie D, you know, he was into his, Fiorentina's youth team.
Right. And,
you know, he's, again, like I said, there's so many talented players, right? You just got to find players that fit. And you, like, the £400 million we spent, look, any proper scout, any proper, like, director of football would have turned United around £400 million. Not going to buy a Casemiro and, like...
Yeah.
Messed up, you know, and I like Mason Mount, but buying Mason Mount for me, especially when you have Bruno on the team, was so frustrating because they're two similar profiles, you know.
Let's not even talk about the player. Last year of his contract was 60 or 50 million pounds,
55, something around there.
Yeah, 55 million pounds. Last year of his contract, he already wants to leave. I feel like you could have waited, or if Chelsea wasn't budging, you don't pay that price. You go get someone else. You don't budge to 55 million for a player in the last year of his contract who's been on a downward form. Again, I'm not gonna act like I believe in Mason Mount off rip. So this may come off as like a bit like like me gloating, take my victory lap. But no, I said it from jump. Mason Mount is not a player we should have bought. He messed up. Not even messed up. I don't want to be harsh. But this is, he blocked the path of so many young midfielders that come through. Hannibal was right there. I feel like Hannibal could have definitely contributed. Dan Gore could have got some minutes. Zidane Iqbal, he's been decent. He just scored his first goal for Iraq. He's been decent when I've seen him play for Utrecht. So there are different options. You could have gotten someone who was like younger and fit the profile we needed more, so he can gel with the proper team. Now Mason Mount comes on. He's either been injured, or when he hasn't injured, he'll come on for 20-minute, 10-minute cameos. No, it's a waste of 50 million.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, those are the reasons why I want to return Hog out. Just decision making, and again, we dropped 7 points in a week. Should not happen. United should be in the top four race. They absolutely should. But what can we do when your manager makes really, really terrible bald head decisions? You know, this
literally.
It's frustrating as hell. So, you know, the draw against Liverpool, you know, I wanted to win. I was shocked that we even got a point. But, again, the season's almost over. Kind of look forward towards it. Like we said, there's a lot of optimism with Ineos coming in. I'm sure those guys saw the game today that the players want to fight. But, you know, they're hamstrung by bad tactics, and they're just hamstrung by the end of the season. You know, like, it just is what it is. Any final words you want to say before we head out of here?
Honestly, Willy Kambwala, I knew he was good, but today I'm like, hey, this guy, whatever we do in the future, he has to be in the team. I'm not gonna act like he's gonna be world class, or I'm not gonna act like he's the next Rio or Vidic. But that's a player that can contribute, whether starting constantly or coming off the bench or being a rotation. I don't know his ceiling, but that's a player that can help. Garnacho, I honestly, all the Carrington boys today, y'all impressed me. Rashford always impressed me. I do hope the injury is not severe. And honestly, just win me the FA Cup, and then please, let's just get on next season. I don't care anymore. Stop asking me who I want to win the title. I don't care. Like, let's call the season right now. No one wins.
Yeah, let's end it. Nobody wins the title.
You feel me? No one wins. The real title was the friends we made along the way. I'm not doing this with you guys.
It's all the goals that Carrington kids scored. And not just the ones that Man United did. Like the Welbecks of the world. All the Carrington kids that scored, I'm very grateful for all of you. Every last one of you.
Honestly, all you guys. And we got a Carrington bicycle kick, too. And a last minute. Come on.
Even Carrington women's, too, because we love the women on this podcast. Yes, so shout out to the Man United ladies.
Yes, we do. They play the FA Cup semifinals against Chelsea, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, it's funny because Man United men and women's both need upgraded as far as coaching staff and as far as
Mark Skinner, buddy, your time is limited.
Yeah. But anyways, man, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is your host Tosin, aka Scams, my boy Tommy. Tommy, tell them what your Twitter at is if they want to follow you.
It's at Call Me Tamilore. You know, long Nigerian name. Follow me if you want to see me yell about United and other stuff.
Yeah, and you guys don't follow me on Twitter. Don't do that. But nah, you already probably do. It's TSNMKNDND. Yeah. I can't even spell.
United got your head. You got your head to it.
Not even here. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are out. Peace.
Peace.
I take my shirt off. Work all day. Hustle and pray. Nowhere to go, got to catch my sugar, my plantain sugar, my plantain sugar, my plantain sugar. Plantain, 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 plantain.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.